Hi there, Anthony Cirillo here. Some of you may know me as somebody who helped jumpstart the patient experience movement with a seminal article I wrote in the early 2000s. It's amazing it's that long ago. I'm called the Chief Experience Officer, suggesting hospitals should have that position, and it wound up on the desk of Toby Cosgrove at the Cleveland Clinic, and they used part of it as an impetus to form their department. I still believe in the Chief Experience Officer and offices of patient experience, but I also believe that a lot of this obsession with patient experience can be boiled down to just a couple things, and that's listening and communication. And I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, my mom passed away. Right before that, she had an illness. She had a blocked intestine, and she was 94. She had COPD. She had congestive heart failure. She had all kind of litany of stuff. And so she actually had to be operated on because they couldn't fix it conventionally. So they actually had to go in without getting too gory, but essentially snip the bad part of the intestine and sew her back together again. So miraculously, she survived the surgery, didn't necessarily make it through the rehab. But as we were waiting after the surgery for the doctors to come out, we were kind of just sitting there and wondering if she was going to come out. And thankfully she did. But then the doctors came out, and they came out separately. It was kind of interesting because the first doctor, the surgeon, came out and we said, "How'd it go?" He said, "Everything went great. Took out the diseased part, stitched her back up together, good to go." Okay, that's optimistic. The anesthesiologist came out and said, "Oh my, we had a pump her full of so much oxygen, it was kind of ridiculous. We almost lost her. It's probably going to be a long, hard rehab." So he left, and I turned to my wife and said, "Do you think that they were actually in the same operating room?" Now, this was a health system that I admire. They definitely are focused on patient experience. They have patient huddles. They're electronically connected. But you have to be mystified whether they were in the same room together to have two different complete stories. The same thing happened on her discharge. The hospitalist came in to check my mother's wound, and of course, it was healing fine. So he pronounced her good to go, whereupon the nurse at the desk said, "You do know she is going to hospice right now." And mom did, and she was only there about 55 hours before she passed. So as sometimes as complicated as we make patient experience, I think we just need to get better at listening and communicating with each other in the most simplest, basic ways. So this is our first patient experience moment, and we'll share others in the future. Thanks.